FM 90.3 WJTL Hillsong, the little town of Bethlehem. Good morning to you. It's December 24th, 7:23.
It is. Today, for our weather, we will have sun, not snow. I know it's always a little sad around Christmas not to have snow, but it'll be a high of 41 degrees today. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, a low of 28. And then for our Christmas, mostly sunny skies, a beautiful high of 40 degrees. Currently, it's 36 in York, 37 here in Lancaster.
This morning, we're talking with our friend Dave Ober of Share the Blessing. Good morning again to you, Dave.
Good morning, Fred.
Dave, how can WJTL listeners get involved with what you're doing? And tell us a little bit about some of the families that Share the Blessing is reaching out to this Christmas.
Well, right now, you could call 717-283-1654 and make a credit card donation. 100% of what you give as an individual will go out to the families immediately. We have no overhead. We're all volunteers. No one's getting paid. And or you can go to sharetheblessing.com. Or if you're still the old-fashioned way, you can always send a check to P.O. Box 186, Elizabethtown, PA 17022. The biggest issue is that we just have amazing amounts of needs here in central Pennsylvania that we probably didn't recognize that we had before. Yeah. I think before we had groups, and a lot of it built around the churches, who would take care of those that were needy. Now a lot of churches can't even come up with enough money for a deacon's fund. In many cases, Share the Blessing comes in there. I know I have a lot of pastors that have nominated families. We can come alongside people that are going through difficult times within their congregation. But in addition to that, a lot of families, I mean, we have just specifically over here in Donegal School District, we work with some of their guidance counselors who are working with homeless across Lancaster County, because even yesterday we were tracking, to deliver a blessing to somebody that's homeless is tough sometimes because they're moving constantly.
Yeah.
And they might, in just a 2 or 3 week period, might live at 4 or 5 different locations.
Yeah.
So to find them, identify them, get the assistance to them in a way that will help them. We actually were delivering on Saturday, we delivered to a mom that works at Burger King, a mom that works over at Olive Garden at Ruby Tuesday, because we need to go where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the issue. But you see folks just struggling just to make it. And it was interesting as we went into Ruby Tuesday, like the whole staff knew this was coming. I don't even know how. And like ladies were just crying all over the place.
Oh, wow.
So that's the transformational change. And that is the power of Jesus Christ. That's the power of the gospel message. We are only doing this because this is a piece of the gospel message. I mean, years ago when this idea came up from the listeners of JTL and the listeners of WDAC, it was all about that we were all shocked how many people had nothing at Christmas.
Wow.
And groups of people recognized that and said, how do we do it? And so we went out to the listeners at JTL and the listeners at WDAC. And more radio stations and groups got involved. The difference is we do know who they are. You guys have been nominating them since as early as October, these families going through difficult times. We got the crews ready to send out the blessings. Basically, all the gifts are put together, $5, $10, $15, $20. We appreciate some of the people that sent checks for $1,000. But in real reality, together, those are packaged, put together, and then delivered to different families all across Central Penn. But you can help us right now by calling 717-283-1654 or go to sharetheblessing.com or do it the old-fashioned way. Go to P.O. Box 186, Elizabethtown, PA 17022 and just send a check. But the reality is right now, just here, just locally, I mean, it's just a case. Young families get pounded all the time for a couple different things. One that I've seen tracking over the 15 years we've been doing this, a lot of young moms, I don't know if the stress is in their life, all of a sudden they have these massive aneurysms. And all of a sudden, a young dad, unprepared, not ready for it all, loses his wife, is brokenhearted, but they have 2, 3, 4 children.
Yeah.
And just how to struggle with that. And the family helps, but the church isn't prepared anymore to do a lot of this stuff. Share the Blessing comes in and for a period of time, brings some relief. Just yesterday, went over to a young wife. Her husband fell off of a roof, broke his back, can't work for a while. Just those blows when you're barely making it.
Right.
We know that the average American family barely, if they would lose their income tomorrow, have about enough to survive maybe for 2 weeks. That's how tough it is.
Yeah.
So share the blessing allows you to share the gospel message to your neighbors. Please participate. Please call 717-283-1654 or go to sharetheblessing.com. The saddest part on these is when we have to go deliver the blessings into hospitals where people are passing away. I mean, I've been in this process doing this now so long, especially a lot of the difficult deliveries into hospitals where sometimes we get there and the loved one has already passed away. Those are tough times. But those give us opportunities to share the gospel message, to bring encouragement, to provide hope that they're not alone. And part of what Share the Blessing says to these folks that are living in some of the back alleys of Lancaster, the back alleys of even Elizabethtown, the back alleys of Columbia, Mannheim, is say, you are not alone. You are not forgotten. Children, do not be embarrassed. Do not be afraid. You are greatly loved. And it really is a message that we need to deliver all the time. Hey, I know all over the county this tonight, there is all kinds of incredible Christmas Eve shows. But at the same time, there's a lot of kids, just as many kids, who will be hungry tonight, who know that they don't have any Christmas presents tonight. They know they won't get anything tomorrow. And even considering having a Christmas tree, impossible. Those are the folks that Share the Blessing comes alongside and says, we want you to know that this isn't about all these parties. Mm-hmm. It's not about all these concerts. It's not about these bands. It's about a God that loved us so greatly and didn't care about giving up royalty, didn't care giving up all those fancy things that a king has, and was born in a manger, a dirty manger. The people that we minister through Share the Blessing are the people that would have been, in that day, living in that manger, living around that manger. Mm-hmm. That's who the God that we worship. That's what Christmas is about. Not this glorified gold, bright lights thing. It's a God that lived and was born in a manger that just the night before, cows were eating out of there. Slovenly cows. It's not a clean. It's not septic. It is so filthy. But that's why God loved us. That's why God loves the sinner. He wasn't afraid. And he went right into it, got in the middle of it. Share the Blessing is your way to get right in the middle of where people are living and struggling and fighting for survival today. And it's here. It's in Mannheim. It's in Mountjoy. It's in Strasburg. It's in Christiana. All these towns just yesterday were delivering blessings. Please call 717-283-1654. 717-283-1654. And for those that are a lot younger, like my daughters, go right now to sharetheblessing.com and you'll be done in about a few minutes. And
it's very easy.
Very easy.
Yeah, we invite you to be a part of Share the Blessing. Be a part of what God is doing through this ministry and really touch lives and give hope to the lonely over Christmas. Go to sharetheblessing.com or give a call, 717-283-1654. Dave, I know you have to leave because you have blessings to deliver this morning.
Amen.
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Thank you so much. Great to see you. Back to the music with Lauren Daigle. What child?